And we're back with the second half of this great new music show. I'm Anthony.
I'm Adrian.
Going to kick it off with My Sister Ocean. I had a way then, losing it all on my own. I had a heart then, but the king has been overthrown. And I'm not sleeping now, the dark is too hard to beat. And I'm not keeping up the strength that needs to push me. You show the lights that stop me, turn to stone. You shine them when I'm alone. And so I tell myself that I'll be strong. And dream it when they're gone. Cause they're calling, calling, calling me home. Calling, calling, calling home. You show the lights that stop me, turn to stone. You shine them when I'm
next black top, yeah. Only get one.
I'm caught up in a life that I wish I could erase. I want to disappear, want to leave without a trace. I'm looking in the mirror, but I can't see through the pain. So I take another pill and I hope. Like the ones who came in like I never win, like
Another great track there from Rodney on the Rock, Volume 4, The Post by The Adam Brown. Before that, we had Simple Plan with The Antidote, Grand River Sound with some help from Dallas Norrie, Where I Belong, and kicked it off with My Sister Ocean and The Lights.
Great songs. I really love Adam Brown, of course, one of the favorites of the show. Anthony was playing this for me the other day at his house, weren't you, Anthony?
I was. I was lucky enough. Adam Brown took some time out to say hello when I was in Montreal recently, and I was able to get a vinyl copy of What We'll Never Know from him. And it's almost like I'd never heard the record before we sat down and listened to that vinyl together. Wouldn't you say, Adrian?
Yeah, it was. You have to understand how much Anthony cares about this stuff. Not only did he buy a new record player for this thing, but he also got an amp and a preamp to make sure the sound was okay.
It's true. And the sound quality was awesome. It's like I'd never heard What We'll Never Know before. And how many times have we played that record? A lot.
It just sounds different. I'm not sure if it's the record type or the fact that you're using a preamp. We normally don't use such things, obviously, when we play a CD or an MP3. That's not a thing that's available. But I still have my doubts as to whether or not it's the vinyl or it's the way the sound mixing gets changed as you're playing it off of a high fidelity system.
All right, that's set three. We'll be back with the final set after this.